This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love is not having to say you're sorry. Remember that?
That's the one I was trying to think of. That was from Love Story. I never saw Love Story, but I've seen Now and Then, and there's a scene in Now and Then where two of the characters are watching Love Story from the roof of a house at a drive-in theater, and you can't really hear it, but they're like they're saying the words along with it, and that's the line.
Yeah, there it is. We all have a choice to make about love and how we interpret it and how we use it and how we enjoy it. But the one choice that you ought to make is that there ought to be some love in your life in some way, shape, or form. You got to have love. It is a fabulous, refreshing, enlightening feeling to have it for whatever. You have it for your children. You have it for your spouse. You have it for your dog, your cat, you have it for your job, whatever it is. Love and passion drive us all. That's part of the core of being a human being. You have a choice to make to have love. And even, let's say you don't have, you've gotten to the point of your life where you're the last one standing, if you will. You have a choice to remember those loving. You know, a lot of people, when they get old, they get kind of crotchety and they get angry because there's, you know, their life hasn't gone the way they wanted it to for whatever the reason. But all of us, every single one of us, can find something about our lives that has been loving, that is loving, and that is worth embracing. I think that's the choice you make. Embrace the love, embrace the feeling, embrace whatever it is. I couldn't imagine having a life without my children, my grandchildren in it. I've had lots of love, good love relationships, but the relationship that I enjoy the most is the one which involves my daughter and my son, my two grandchildren. You know, that's it. And excuse me, I posted, you saw it probably, and you can put it on the Good Day Facebook page if you want to, Jay, the picture of me with Jasper at the piano. He decided he wanted to play the piano. So I went over to the piano. He started banging away on the piano, and I gave him a couple of chords and a couple of things, and he followed. And he just kept looking at me and looking at my hands. And then Brendan decided to take a picture of that's what that picture is, where I'm just kind of, you know, having some fun with him. That's what it is. Love is about fun, much as anything else. Here's a... Go ahead. You want to...
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I've heard something about grandparents and how, like, the grandparents and the grandchildren and stuff, and how there's just that special bond, and then it was pointed out that it's the reason for the special bond is more so because the grandchildren remind you of your own children when you were that age, and it's like you get to do it again for a brief moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not so brief as far as I'm concerned.
Is that how you feel, though? Is that kind of, like,
true
about it?
Yeah, I think that's an apt way of putting it. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Here's a real-life Golden Girls situation. This is really kind of cool. Remember Blanche and Dorothy and Rose and Sophia? This group of four friends, known each other since they were in high school, they're now in their 80s. The four of them graduated from St. Mary's Academy in Grass Valley, California in the mid-50s. For the past year, they have lived together at a senior living retirement community. It's just a couple of miles away from where they went to high school. So one of them said, I think friendship is really important and having old friends is wonderful. There are so many of us that are gone. It's very important to me to know that I still have these three wonderful women all around me. So anyway, they knew each other at this school, small private school. When they graduated, they said to each other, yeah, we've gone our ways and we went to family and careers and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they wanted to stay in touch. And they did. And when the first one of them moved into the senior living facility, and, you know, they all thought, oh, well, listen, we're all at that age. We don't have anybody else. We're going to go and live with them. And so that's what they do. They all live together.
This is so cool, especially because I feel like over the years you lose some friendships, you gain other friendships, and to have the same kind of core group of friends where it's not that, well, you're friends with these people and you're friends with those people and you are basically the link between them, but everybody has their own friendship and that lifelong friendship, that is something so special and so unique, and anyone who has that, hold on to that.
Yeah. Very important stuff. It's another branch of love, as much as anything else. It's love. This is Love Week, Valentine's Day, all that good stuff. All right, so a lot of people are buzzing about Jon Stewart going back on The Daily Show this week. And as he went on the air, he went right for it. In typical Jon Stewart, he went right after Trump, and he went right after Biden. The two. That was one of the great things about that program, and it hasn't had it. It went into the tube, and a lot of people in that operation tried to get him to come back again. I remember doing a radio, this program, from the studios. One day I was invited to go, and Stewart and Lewis Black, who was big on the program at the time, came in to do the program with me. It was 6 o'clock in the morning in New York City, and those guys do the program. They do it. They don't do it live. Although sometimes I think he did do it live at like 10 o'clock Eastern, but for the most part they did it like most of those late-night shows. They do them 5, 6 o'clock at night. But anyway, so he came in the morning, and we had a very interesting, he was great. I could have left. He just took the program over. And it was fun. It was pretty much him, as you expect him. He's one of the few people that I know, and I haven't kept up with him. I wished I had, because he started a farm in New Jersey when he got off The Daily Show. Has lived his life as he preached it, if you will. Helping people. His announcement when starting the program, it was indecision 2024, electile dysfunction. And then he went back
That's
into,
funny.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The mishandling of classified documents, basically referring to Biden as shameful. And he, you know, I mean, if you listen to him, he's on the road to torpedoing, if that's the right way of, torpedo and add an ing to it, torpedoing, right? The reelection efforts. And then he goes after Trump, the same business, the depositions, and how are we, this is the best we have. It's the question that we're all asking ourselves. We're talking about it off the air. You know, how do you figure out who to vote for? And most people in America are echoing what Jon Stewart, and that was what he was so good at before, echoing what everybody or most everybody was thinking. It wasn't you know what his politics were, but it wasn't a political show, and he wasn't beating you over the head with it like Colbert does and Kimmel does and so many other people who think that everybody watches them because they are hanging on their every breath as to what they say about either Biden or Trump or the philosophy that's there. And you know what? It's such a, that audience is dwindling, mostly because of the control the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee have on the politics of their party. And, you know, the whole business, Trump's trying to get his, what is it, his daughter-in-law? Who is the, what's the woman's name that was, or his niece or somebody to be the chairman of the Republican National Committee? As one of the Trump ladies that, is it his niece? I forget what her name is, but I know that I saw something about him trying to get her into that position. And that's the kind of stuff that Stewart says. He wanted to have a place to unload his thoughts. Isn't it great that you can call up the producer of a program and say, hey, I'm the former host and I want to go on back on the air and tell everybody what I'm thinking. And so he did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yeah, that was good.
He's host for Mondays now.
Yeah, right. Too bad he doesn't host every night because we can use some of that. He played a clip of Kamala Harris assuring that in a closed-door meeting that Biden was smart, on his game, and on top of it. Then he managed to take it apart. She's worthless. My God, what a disgrace. Anyway, all right, so that's the return of John Stewart. Remember last week we were talking about this mother whose the children, she had an OnlyFans decal in her car.
Oh,
and
yes,
the children, yeah.
She where, got they were from the school pickup line.
Right. Well, now the children have been expelled from the school.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did she not pick them up, they threw them out of the school.
Yeah.
Name is Michelle Klein. She was told to cover up her decal or risk being her children getting out of thrown out of Liberty Christian Preparatory School, and so that was the end of that because that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
The intolerance, you know, it's a private school; they can do what they want.
They can do what they want.
It's certainly,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
so
right.
It's so sad, and
mm-hmm.
yeah,
yeah.
And she's
well,
really not doing anything. She's not hurting anybody. It's an OnlyFans decal on the back window with her. I guess.
Well, it's what OnlyFans
how you can find
for.
Her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it's where you can find her and stuff because she's promoting her business. This is her business. And unless anybody went on there to see exactly what her business is on OnlyFans, how would they know how provocative it gets? Because there are some things that are way more provocative than others. There's some who people never even get nude. There's nothing that truly is like a triple X about it.
You're begging the question. If this is a Christian school and they don't support this kind of stuff, how did they know what it was in the first place? Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home? There's a little hypocrisy here, I'm thinking. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Nationwide and around the world, obviously, at gooddayshow.com. We have the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Social media now in the focus this hour. A couple of different things, including my experience yesterday with Apple and the iTunes and I told the story, excuse me, to Jay and James a little while ago about what happened. Yes, I have two iPhones and two iPads. And so I have, I don't know how many gigabytes of memory in the iCloud, but apparently there was a hiccup because the credit card that was used last year to pay this 99 cents a month that it cost to have this, I had every credit card that I owned was hacked last year, so they're all new numbers. So, of course, the old numbers don't work. So we had 1 day's notice from Apple after they found out, you know, the credit card charge didn't work. So they said, if you don't pay today, we'll cut you off. Well, I didn't see it because this weekend I was busy. They sent it to you over the weekend, too. I mean, whenever it runs out, they send it to you. So I tried to figure out, and I couldn't figure out how to, you know, go back and pay it because they shut everything off. So you couldn't connect with them. So I called the guy that I have as my guru for all of my various and sundry technology. And for 3 hours yesterday, we had to recreate. They shut off everything. I didn't have a working iPhone. I didn't have a working iPad. Everything was shut off for 99 cents, right? So $95 an hour for the consultant. And 3 hours later, and plugging it, we had to plug it into the tower for my computer in order to get the access because it said on all of the screens, you're locked. Basically, you're locked out. You can't use the iPad, the iPhone. I thought to myself,
you
how, the hell,
use your phone
how
as
dare
phone.
You? No. Everything is shut off. How dare you do that for 99 cents, especially it only affected the iCloud. So I couldn't put any more stuff in there. And they had misdone that as well because, I know one of the things was that it was they were charging me $2.99 because I had 200 mega gigabits of, I didn't need it, because I only was when my guy went in and looked, you've only used 5 gigabytes of, you know, and you don't need 200. You maybe need 10 or 20 or 30. We settle on 50. But the point is that it took all this time. And I bet you there are tons of people listening right now who have gone through the same thing. I never had the experience before. But, you know, with all the hacking that goes on, credit cards also are a challenge. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Just the fact that things that you already pay for, you already pay for the phone, the data plan, all of that stuff, and it was a 99-cent situation that made all of your devices obsolete for a moment.
Yeah, there you go.
A few hours.
Yep. All right, let's see what Meta is doing. They're looking at Snapchat again. Mark Zuckerberg offered Snapchat $3 billion to buy him out. And they said, no, thanks. And now, the last quarter of last year, their earnings were abysmal. So the investors are saying, well, maybe you better go back to Mr. Zuckerberg and see if he can re-up on the $3 billion offer buy the company.
And that was back in 2013. Yeah, it was only a few years after Snapchat started. Zuckerberg and Facebook were kind of like trying to buy up anybody who could be a competitor. They bought up Instagram for $1 billion. And the dude with Snapchat was like, no, no thanks, we've got this. Cut to over 10 years later. And the investors are like, you can't catch Facebook. You cannot catch up to Meta now. They're too far ahead.
Yeah. So is the deal going to go through, I guess, is the question. They're trying to figure out what I don't know.
They turned that offer down back in 2013. That was when the $3 billion buyout happened. And I don't think they can come back. And if they did, it would not be for $3 billion.
It would not be for $3 billion.
Yeah.
No. All right, 28 after here on a good day.
You are supply, and lately there's lots of demand. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before the pandemic, websites were offering to help you find a job. Back to the future, the help wanted sign is everywhere. So this may be a good time to ask for a raise. The boss will be all ears if you've taken on extra duties while the shop is shorthanded. Otherwise, test the waters. You will seem like quite the catch if you ask questions that demonstrate you've done your homework and if you seem eager to pitch in. And when it's time to talk turkey, let them bring it up and assume it's their opening bid. And this is when to ask about benefits, overtime, and other details. For instance, is there a place to park? How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. So you wrap yourself in nothing but the best when you're using the new MyPillow towel sets. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent. Isn't it awful when you get out of the shower, you get a nice, it feels good, a nice towel, but then doesn't take care of the water. Get 60-day money-back guarantees on everything at MyPillow.com. And if you use the DS code, you're going to get the best buys and free shipping. So it's the towels, that's number one. The mattresses now that they have, mattress toppers. Wow, look at all the things that they have. The best prices ever. 50% off MyPillow 2.0 and 50% off the new flannel sheets. It's a big deal. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The House Intelligence Committee has raised concerns about a significant national security risk reportedly linked to advancing Russian space technology. Ohio Republican Mike Turner said his committee has shared details about the threat with fellow members of Congress. He's urging President Biden to declassify the information to facilitate open discussions among Congress and allies regarding necessary response measures. Once again, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back out of a hospital. The Pentagon says Austin is in good condition following his admission to Walter Reed National Military Hospital Sunday for a bladder issue. Austin has taken back his duties now from Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks. The Northeast cleaning up after a nor'easter hit the region with heavy snow on Tuesday. At least one person in Pennsylvania was killed when his snowmobile hit a downed wire. Travel was snarled along the 95 corridor. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Ram Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Romantic comedies. That was the king of that year's romantic comedy list. Or perhaps the queen. Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. And You've Got Mail. There were two movies that were pretty much the same that the two of them starred in. One of them was You've Got Mail. And I forget the title, Jay. Do you remember
Sleepless
the title?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle. That was it. I remember it had to do with Seattle and Oregon and stuff. Yeah. So those are movies to watch if you want to have a little romantic cuddle with the person that you want to cuddle with. That's it. We have an idea here or there for Valentine's Day, and we'll share those ideas with you. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here. I have a fact from the Doug Steffen fact file. Whether you do you know and do you care about the original goldfish swallowing craze? Remember that reared up last year? There's a whole big thing about people swallowing goldfish. It started in the 1930s, right? And that was because they were treated like pets, and a lot of people thought they shouldn't be kept in bowls. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what you were supposed to put them in, but in 1939, the goldfish swallowing craze began, and like a lot of other ideas, it was in a dorm in college after a bet.
So odd. Right? I was going to say, that sounds like a dare, double dare kind of situation.
Yeah, right. That's how it started. It was at Harvard University. One guy put $10. One of his roommates said, I'll eat how many goldfish? And so he put $10 down for every goldfish and ended up giving the guy $30 because he ate three of them. No thanks. Now, when you swallow them, they're going to swim around in your stomach. Right? Until they get digested by all the digestive juices. Is that gross or not? Yeah.
I think they would suffocate first, but... Ooh-wee. Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm. Do you remember when... was this the 70s when people were buying shoes and boots with a really big platform heel that the goldfish would swim around?
No, I don't remember. Well, maybe, but I don't remember that at all.
That was like the weirdest fashion trend.
Yeah. I know. So the goldfish thing, by the way, has transpired not only eating goldfish... the goldfish that swim around in the bowl, but there was a contest last year, I don't know if it was national, but I know it was around here, to eat goldfish, you know, the goldfish that come in the packages, the little...
Oh, the crackers, the goldfish crackers.
The crackers, uh-huh. Yeah, right. Did you have that in the Midwest, or was it just around here?
I do not recall any kind of eating competition of those, but I don't doubt it.
Yeah, well...
What was the record?
Come up with any idea. I don't remember. I thought it was so silly. I probably just remember seeing, hey, there's 25 people trying to eat a bunch of goldfish. And so the first inclination was you're thinking they're eating the fish. And then it turned out they were eating the crackers. And so what's the big deal? It's like having Nathan's hot dog, right? This is another contest. How much can you eat? How much sushi can you eat at one sitting? How much whatever, you know, come up with it? How much ice cream can you eat at a sitting?
Restaurants do that, where it's a big plate of food, like so much food, and it costs a good amount of money because there's so much food. But if you eat it all within a certain time span, then you get it free, and you get your picture and name up on, like, the Restaurant Hall of Fame.
Right, there it is. All right, so the big Super Bowl halftime show was not the biggest thing in Usher's life, it turns out, this weekend. Did you see this? He married his longtime girlfriend in Las Vegas. His mother was there. It was a big time for him. His longtime girlfriend's name is Jennifer. Ooh, man, am I going to make this one work or not? Gio Crescetta. They tied the knot. It was Saturday, I think, right before the Sunday performance. No,
oh, they did it before. I thought it was after his performance. They got the marriage certificate, the marriage license.
Yeah. They went to the Terrace Gazebo, which is a pretty famous outdoor wedding chapel, and there were 30 guests who were there. His mother and the witnesses. It looked kind of like us. It looks like it was kind of sweet. What better time to get married than before you become world famous if you weren't already world famous? I found myself, I didn't know much about him. Watched a couple of interviews with him. He came across as very warm, and I don't know if enlightened is the right word for it, but as someone who had a fix on himself. He knew who he was. And I think that's kind of cool. So, and how do you, I didn't see the show, the halftime, how would you have rated it? What was it among the best?
I loved
it.
I absolutely loved it. But I think I'm in the demographic that would love it. And he just, he killed it. He absolutely did a fantastic job. There were so many special guests that came out. You had Alicia Keys and her and Lil Jon and Will.i.am. And I think what like really put it all over the edge is when Ludacris came out, and it was just, it was fun. It was a big old dance party.
Yep. Now, so because of that, I looked up some of the other Super Bowl halftime shows, because if you go back to 1967, that was the debut of the Super Bowl and the halftime show. And you go back over the years, some of the acts pretty much it's always musical, right? There's no comedians that went out there. Johnny Carson never went out and they did a halftime show, although he probably would have been big. He certainly, they don't get paid. They just, they, you know, they're asked to come, and they come, and it's great promotion. The first Super Bowl halftime was a group of marching bands from all over the world. All over the country. That was it. That was the halftime show, first game. And then, certainly since then, Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney have done it. The University of Arizona Symphonic Marching Band did it. Al Hurt, the trumpeter, he was 1970. Looking at some of the list of some of these people, the performers who were there. Let's see here. Carol Channing, Broadway star, was in the 1972 Super Bowl with Ella Fitzgerald. Wow. It was a salute to Louis Armstrong. When the Saints go marching in, when the Saints go marching in. In 1989, it was an Elvis impersonator.
What?
Yeah. The halftime show was an Elvis impersonator. Had 3D glasses. I mean, it was silly, but you listen, his name was Elvis Presto. I'm looking through the list of some of these other people. I think the New Kids on the Block were the first sort of pop headliners, the first contemporary headliners. I didn't remember them. But it was 1991. Let's see. No, they weren't around 1991. What the heck are they talking about here? Anyway. Wait a minute. It was Super Bowl 25. Well, that would have been about that same time, right? Huh?
I think so.
New Kids on the Block? Yeah.
Do the math.
Anyway. So, let's see. Andy Williams was there 1 year. Let's see. There was a figure skating performance, halftime show in 1992. The Winter Olympics were set to occur, and so they brought in all the Olympians. Dorothy Hamill, Brian Boitano, and they were the Super Bowl halftime show. Gloria Estefan was doing the Frosty that year as well. And the most viewers they've ever had that said they were just watching the halftime show was 72 million in 1982, I think it was. Anyway, I'm looking at pictures of some of these performers. There's Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. They were at 2020, right? They spent, listen to this.
2020, 2019, yeah. 2020, somewhere they spent, around there. Yeah.
They spent, Jennifer Lopez spent $13 million to produce that show. No compensation.
And then how much did she make back from the exposure?
Oh, yeah. Justin Timberlake saw his musical sales rise 534%. After he had the what do they call it, the wardrobe breakdown?
Yeah, and nobody remembers anything else from that halftime show.
No.
Only the wardrobe malfunction, which kind of had a big hand in the creation of YouTube.
Yeah. let's see. 2018, was that? When was Lady Gaga?
2017.
Looking at that. 2017. Thank you, James. Yeah. She saw her sales spike by 1,000%. That's why they don't get paid, because everybody's watching, and then afterwards it's like, hello, let's go buy whatever the, you know, whoever the performer is. Let's go. That's why they do it. So there you go. Interesting overview of what happened at halftime. There's a problem down in the Caribbean. Trinidad and Tobago's prime minister said there was a huge oil spill near the this part of the Eastern Caribbean. National emergency. Government hasn't identified the owner yet. Apparently it was an oil tanker that somehow sprung a leak. They don't know how much oil has spilled. They just know it's a big mess. And so now the ship has sunk. It's submerged and overturned. Ugh, what a mess that's going to be. What the heck happened, though? Mm-hmm. What would cause that is the question. Is somebody somehow or other sabotage this thing? You know, an oil tanker doesn't just sink. Something happened to blow a hole in the side of it for the oil to leak out and the boat to roll over. This is a huge tanker if you see the pictures of it. This is not, I'd be wondering about who's responsible. There's some foul play involved in that deal, for sure. All right, so let's see. Speaking of foul play, the Russians have, according to the Ukrainians, there's a new missile that they launched. Some kind of CIA data on it. We know what's going on, and the Ukrainians know what's going on. The Russians have launched 45 drones also in the last 24 to 48 hours, and a big barrage dropping bombs on Kiev. Meanwhile, Zelensky is sort of reshuffling his war cabinet because he's not happy with the way things are going. They think they should have more victories, and they're just kind of at a stalemate. There was a 5.5-hour attack targeted at agricultural facilities in Ukraine. And the Russians, you know, had a lot of this stuff they took over along the Crimea. They're blowing up a lot of the stuff that they built up themselves after they went and took over Crimea. How many years ago was that? I'm trying to remember. It wasn't 25. Has it been? No, it was longer ago than that. But anyway, so the Russians are throwing drones at the Ukrainians, and they're threatening to use this new missile that they have. All the time, the country is completely broke. So you got to be wondering, maybe because Putin's worth $5 billion, maybe he's paying for the stuff himself. What do you think? That could be. There's a weird reality, isn't it, huh? All right, 48 after the hour now on Good Day.
Hear that? The sound of your antique fountain pen gliding across linen paper as you journal in the park. And if you were here, you'd be inspired by the warm breeze. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the wind in your face on the road is all the inspiration you need. So if you ride, get a quote and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Now that's inspiring. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 800-419-DOUG.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's now 53 after the hour. This is the Wednesday Good Day program. Warren Eckstein normally is here with a focus on your pets, how to take care of your pets, that good stuff. But he's moving. He's leaving my beloved Santa Monica. It's beloved only because it's cool by the beach. But he's had enough of Los Angeles, so he's moving to someplace in Arizona. Deepest, darkest Arizona. And therefore, he's not with us. He's literally moving today. So we'll have him back with us next week. In the meantime, there's always news from the food, farm, and family front that we can create or we can pass along to you. So every day, hopefully, you catch up with the Food Farm Family Report at foodfarmfamily.com. Today, we have a special challenge for Jay Bird. Jay is an expert when it comes to do food and things like that. So we have a, I want you to tell me before we play the jingle, if you remember what the famous ad slogan was for Campbell's soup. Was it finger looking good? Was it mm-mm good? Was it have it your way? Was it follow your nose? What do you say?
It was mm-mm good because don't they still use it?
I think, I don't know. Let's find out. James, you have a Campbell's soup commercial for us, please.
Campbell's makes your cooking mm-mm good.
I guess that's it. There we go. Mm-mm good. Yeah, that's kind of cute. I grew up on Campbell's. I grew up on Frosted Flakes. I used to take care of myself, and I with Campbell's soup, chicken noodle soup. I had a lot of that when I was a youngster.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Frosted Flakes. Yeah, that kind of stuff. And so Campbell's, I think, is not as good today as it used to be, like everything else. But that's what Campbell's soups are. Mm-mm, good.
Oh, the cream of mushroom is good. Cream of celery is so delicious. Yeah. Did you know that Campbell's soup essentially, or not essentially, they created the green bean casserole in one of their test kitchens?
No. Really?
They did.
With the mushroom, the cream of mushroom soup.
Yeah, with one of the big Thanksgiving Day table toppers that's always around.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Side dish. That's the word I was looking for.
Side dish. The ladies, the Campbell family, lived in Massachusetts. They had a huge farm in a town not far from me. I think they had 800 acres there. Then Mrs. Campbell, I actually went over there. I did some work once when I was much younger on the farm. And it was just a beautiful place. She was a very sweet lady. She was pretty old at the time. I don't know what's happened to the land, but I know she's passed away. The inheritor. Can you imagine? We were talking about earlier on the value of Snapchat and how they, want $3 billion for it, or they wanted $3 billion, or they got an offer from Zuckerberg for $3 billion. They didn't take it. And so the Campbell Soup Company is a public company, but when the Campbells owned it before they went private, and this is, I mean, the company goes back to like the 1910, 12, like in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's imagine it's how 155 years old, I think.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
A lot. It's been around a long time. Imagine what that company is worth. Speaking of companies like that.
They own everything under their umbrella, like in the Campbell family. They own nearly everything. If you think you don't have Campbell's soup in your pantry, you still own, like, you have something in your pantry.
You got something from
Campbell's. In the Campbell family.
Right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. All right, Coca-Cola is spicing up its flavor portfolio, it would seem. They just announced the first new permanent flavor in over 3 years. And supposedly it's coming out this month. So if you want the latest Coca-Cola thing, Coca-Cola Spiced, it's called. But apparently it's not spicy. It blends
It almost seems like a tea. Like they mixed raspberry tea with Coke.
Yeah, right. That's raspberry, some spicy flavors. It's called Coca-Cola Spiced. And the ads say it's the boldest tasting brand innovation yet. I don't know what that means. They had a lot of. I don't drink this stuff, but it was actually made
bold.
Yeah, what does that mean? They had. You remember New Coke, and that was a big flop. But they've had a lot of stuff. There's a big company, kind of like Campbell's Soup. But you were saying everything liquid either belongs to Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola. Doesn't make any difference. It doesn't have to be these kind of drinks. They own orange juice brands and all of the juice, pretty much all the juice brands are owned by these two companies. So they have the Coca-Cola Freestyle machines that were... You go to the movies and you see all of the Coca-Cola things. You can push the thing and you get whatever drink you want. They're all Coca-Cola brands. And they have a bonanza at the theaters. Wow. All right, so there's a little food, farm, and family input for you on the Good Day program. 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.